Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hey friend, welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. Oh my goodness, this is the last episode of 2023. And we have been talking about the past couple of weeks, the top three downloaded most popular episodes of the year. We've already re-aired one talking about how to make more time and change our mindset when it comes to our time. Not surprised. Our other top episode was all focused around food, which I knew there was going to be a food episode in there, talking about should we track our food. And today, I'm not shocked at all by our last top episode of the year. Now, before I unveil what it is, I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas. I know your kids might still be on break. You're still working here and there. Your tree is up. Maybe your house is a mess. But maybe you're starting to think about what goals you have for your health in 2024. Maybe you received some Christmas gifts of like a gym membership, a planner, a workout, a Peloton, a workout video, like a series, like a subscription. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said a workout video. But friend, you're gonna need some habit hacking tools. So that's why I wasn't shocked that our last top episode of the year was back from August, where we shared 10 ways habit tracking can help you feel less chaotic and meet your goals. I'm not shocked at all. So tracking is such a game changer and my fave habit hacking tool, one of the steps I teach inside of the pod course. Now,
We have a couple of printable habit trackers. I include this in my program, but we also have a digital, so like think Excel, Google Sheet, ultimate habit tracker, and it's my favorite and the top item from the Habit Hack Shop. So the digital habit tracker works great on a desktop. You can use the code MERRYCHRISTMAS, all one word, all capitals, now through January 1st for 50% off. So it'll only be like $6. So it'll be super awesome. You can get it linked in the show notes. I wanted to give you one little gift to end out 2023 and get the ultimate habit tracker. Just use the code MERRYCHRISTMAS until January 1st. If you are more of a digital gal and would like to track your habits on your desktop or even the app. It works well on the app, but honestly, I think it looks better. It looks prettier, more easier to use on your desktop. Okay, so let's sit back, relax, listen to the 10 ways habit tracking can help you feel less chaotic. Happy New Year, my friend. I will see you in the new year. 2024 is going to be amazing. We're going to be training for life using that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy and using some habit hacking tools to ensure we have sustainable, healthy habits. So when we get to this time next year, you're going to be so freaking proud of yourself because you took care of yourself all year round instead of just January trying to do it all and burning out. And my friend, I am here for that. I'm sending you a big hug. I'll see you in the new year. Hey gang, you are listening to episode 216 of Habit Hack Your Health. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a great day. Girl, are you just feeling so chaotic and overstimulated? I feel like overstimulated is like the perfect word to describe us sometimes, right? There's the TV blaring. You have ding, 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 dings going off on your phone. You unconsciously just pick up your phone and start scrolling. You have all these tabs open in your head of all the things you got to do. And oh, there's that big basket of laundry. And oh, there's dishes in the sink. And oh my gosh, what am I going to make for dinner? And your husband's trying to have a conversation with you at the same time. The dog needs to go inside. Oh, now he's coming back outside. And this could all be within a 5-minute period or less, right? Like, let me know if that seems like you, because I pretty much just described like a normal evening at my house. There's a lot going on and we feel just so overstimulated. And I know I hear from a lot of the ladies that I work with and y'all in the community, just it, you just feel so overstimulated to even think about using the habit strategies, to even contemplate habit hacking, even just one tiny, small, healthy habit in your life, you're like, girl, I got no room. I have no capacity. I get it. But let me ask you this. How is this working out for you so far? How do you feel? How do you feel? We need to be able to take care of ourselves, okay? So when that overstimulation starts happening, you don't boil over, you know, talking about like the mom rage we talked about last week. You have something in place to help you do that. And today we're going to talk about just habit tracking. We've been talking about it on Habit Hack Thursday the past couple of weeks, but I just want to give you 10 ways that habit tracking can actually help you feel less chaotic and less overstimulated because you are coming from a place of being super proactive with your health and your own self-care. And habit tracking is a strategy to help you get there, okay? Now, to get to that point of habit tracking, though, come join us. We are starting the Healthy Habit Reset tomorrow. So Tuesday the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th, I'll be going live at 12 p.m. Eastern each day. You can join us live either via the Zoom or Facebook group, whichever floats your boat. I'll be answering questions live and going back through the comments in the Facebook group if you rewatch the replay, but I'll also be emailing out the replays as well. It's all linked in the show notes, but I do this live every quarter. I teach my live masterclass to give you habit strategy 101. Figuring out my 5-step process is super easy. Like, it's simple. Like, where to start, how do you start, and get to the point where you can start tracking your habits to actually make them work in your life. Because I think a lot of times, like, we make plans, but then we don't take action. But habit tracking can help you do that. Like I've mentioned the past week and a half or so, I am launching a brand new digital habit tracker. I'm so excited. I've been using it the past week and I love it. And there's a lot of customization that you can do as far as like colors and like what habits you want to do. But it's all based off of the method I'll be teaching inside of the Healthy Habit Reset. So go sign up because you'll get a special discount to the habit tracker. And you'll be able to get the replays, the worksheet, and pivot your habits for what season of life you are in right now. Because the habits that you set, you know, over the summer aren't going to be the same for the fall. And I think what happens is a lot of times we go into a new season and we just do nothing because, hence, we are chaotic and overstimulated. But let's learn the strategy. My goal is for you to learn the strategy and then not have to like learn it ever again. That becomes just an unconscious habit for you, which it is for me now. And that's why I teach it, because it works. Y'all, it's not to say I'm not overstimulated or chaotic sometimes, but I feel a lot more calm than I ever have in my life. And it's because I'm taking care of myself and my health. This is training for life, baby. Let's go. Everything's linked in the show notes. Come join us in the Healthy Habit Reset. If you're listening to this at a later date, the Healthy Habit Reset Masterclass is available free all year round. Again, that's linked in the show notes. So we're going to continue talking more about habit tracking today and why it's so effective, okay? I've been talking about specific habit tracking around your workouts, around tracking your food, and later this week on Habit Hack Thursday, we'll be talking about tracking your mindset habits as well. But like I said, one of the challenges I hear from you is like, I cannot even because I'm so overstimulated. We carry such an invisible load, right? Everything I was just describing at the beginning of this episode. But friends, everyone wins when you start to take care of yourself. You're more present. You're more patient. You feel more confident in yourself as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a sister, as a spouse, all the above. But this is why we have to do habits differently, my friends, as women. And this is why I teach this habit hacking system inside all my programming, because we have all of this chaos and overstimulation. It's just not that easy. Life feels super overwhelming to start a new habit, even though when you know it's good for you. So when I have tried to start a new habit in the past, when I was developing this habit hacking system, as I was going through my own transformation, the only thing that made it stick once I really honed in on my core values and what fundamental need I needed for the season of life that I was in was tracking. Tracking was the key to making this work. Okay, so you'll learn about the full system in the Healthy Habit Reset, but tracking is one of the steps and the most vital to help you take action. After you create some habit loops, you learn that cue, routine, reward, you stay accountable and motivated, and it's actual data to see what's working for you and what's not. And plus, it just feels so dang good to like cross something off your list to be like, yay, I did it. Whether that be a written list, whether that be something you check off, I love it. So here are 10 ways that habit tracking can actually reduce the chaos and overstimulation. And we'll make this quick because, girl, I know you're chaotic and overstimulated like me. Let's talk about it. Number one, habit tracking can help establish a routine. All of this overstimulation and chaos can often result from a lack of structure and organization in your day. And habit tracking really encourages you to establish a routine by setting specific tasks or habits for different times of the day, right? You have these habit loops in place, and at the end of it, you track that you did it. And it's predictable. It can really help reduce that feeling of chaos. Number two, prioritization. So habit tracking requires you to identify and prioritize what's important. You know, we've talked a lot on the show about your core values. We'll talk about that again at the beginning of the new year as well. Because if all of your habits have to support who you are and what is important to you, and the exercise in tracking these habits can really allow you to see, like, is this supporting my core values or not? And really help you prioritize what's important. Number three, mindfulness and intentionality. So tracking your habits forces you to pay attention to your actions and decisions. Like I said, it's black and white data. It is black and white data. So it increases your mindfulness to make you really more aware of how you spend your time and energy. Like, I am not putting any time towards my health or any time towards my relationships or any time towards ABC. There is a section on the new digital habit tracker too for your own habits to make like customized habits as well. So I love that for you. But this will lead to more intentional choices and reduce that, you know, impulses that sometimes contribute to us feeling so overstimulated. Number four, reducing decision fatigue. Amen. Hallelujah. The other day I said to my husband, I was like, I am not making a single more decision today. I was done. And this can arise when you're just constantly making decisions on the spot. By turning certain behaviors into habits, right? I don't have to think about, oh, what am I going to work out today? I have a habit loop in place. I have my cues in place, my triggers. I've removed the decision, the repeating, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to get there? How am I going to get ready? The decision's been made for me. And it really conserves mental energy. And it's just more of that energy can go towards important versus all those fine details. Number five, breaking down your goals. So in the new habit tracker as well, we will be talking about goals, and there's a quarterly check-in as well, which is why we do the Healthy Habit Reset Live every quarter as well. I think it's good to check in with yourself, not just like in January, but all year round, right? Habit tracking really allows you to break down larger goals into smaller, manageable steps. You know, we talk inside of the method I teach in the reset, thinking about who you are and the habits that support that, but also working backwards from your goals and how your habits can help you reach your goals and prevents that overwhelm and making progress actually feel a lot more achievable. Number six, creating boundaries. So habit tracking can involve setting specific times for certain activities. So when this happens, then I will this. We use a lot of when-then statements in all of my programs in the accelerators. So this practice actually establishes boundaries between different aspects of your life, preventing them all from just bleeding into one another and causing that overstimulation. Number seven, reduces clutter. Habit tracking can also involve, you know, decluttering physical and mental spaces. So a cleaner physical activity and less cluttered mind, or a cleaner physical environment and a less cluttered mind can really lead to reduced chaos and overstimulation. You know, inside of the Mindset Habits Accelerator, we talk about like the disorganization and the chaos and how that spills over physically into your home. So actually tracking something like that can help you, you know, in small steps, reduce the clutter in your home physically, but also in your mind. Number eight, enhancing self-care. So it can really include self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, reading your Bible, doing a devotion, spending time with your spouse. This is all part of self-care, in my opinion. This is personal to what I think anyways. Engaging in these activities regularly and tracking them will ensure you actually do them. Number nine, tracking digital habits. I think this is really good because you're able to track how much time you are devoting towards social media. Because sometimes when you use a habit tracker, we're like, why am I not using this? We're like, well, I'm on my phone all the time. Why can't I just pull up my habit tracker? You're overstimulated from being on your phone all the time, girl. I get it. I get sucked into these funny dog videos or recipes or, gosh, there was like someone doing something with like cow hoofs the other day and I was just like drawn in watching it. I was like, what am I watching? But also like using a digital habit tracker can help you track bad habits, especially when it comes to scrolling social media. And then number 10, celebrating your progress. So yay, on the tracker, you'll be able to create streaks to be like, look, I've done this 10 days in a row. Like that feels so good. But also you'll be able to see your progress. So celebrating that, you know, the last step in a habit loop is reward. And a lot of times that doesn't have to be like an actual thing. Like we talked about a couple weeks on the show, it can just be like, dang, I am super proud of myself. And that feels good. So remember, habit tracking is a tool. It is a very, very useful tool in creating healthy habits and actually taking action. But it's only effective if you use it and do it with intention. And that's how we do it through our Healthy Habit Reset. And the method that I teach, the last step, spoiler alert, in the system is to track and then stack new habits. But there's a few steps leading up to it to make sure you are doing the healthy habit that is right for you in this season of life that you are in. But habit tracking is where it is at. We're going to talk about it more in the Healthy Habit Reset. Join us where I'll unveil the method on the first day. The second day, we'll get rid of the diet culture BS and really reframe health. And the last day, we'll really talk about accountability and consistency tools such as habit tracking and how we can move forward and pivot our habits in this season of life that we are in. And y'all, like 20 minutes max, like that's all we have capacity for each day in attention. So go on, sign up, make sure you get the replays, the workbook, all the things. That way you get the discount for the new digital habit tracker as well. I'm so pumped to share it all with you. Oh, you guys have been asking for this, so I'm so excited to launch it for you. I hope today was useful. Knowing that habit tracking is such a useful tool, and there's such a variety of ways you can do it, whether it be pen to paper, an app in your phone, a digital habit tracker via Google Sheets like what I have coming out, or just writing down on a pen and paper and checking it off yourself. Being able to see that data over time is very motivating and will lead to consistent, healthy habits where not only you win, but everyone else around you wins as well. All right, girl, I'm sending you a big old hug. I'll see you in the Healthy Habit Reset this week. Let's go. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.